really looking forward to it. It cranks up this weekend, goes for a week. We're talking about the Busselton Fringe Festival and some great acts coming down. Now, not only is Pete Rosethorne coming down for it, he's going to be on air with me between 8 and 9 on Friday, but also Sylvia Sipple is going to be coming down with her brand new show, An Absolute Idiot's Guide to Art. Hello, Sylvia.
Hello, how are you going?
I'm very well. You looking forward to this? It's always a great time down here during the Fringe.
It is. I was there last year and I had a really, really nice time.
Tell us a bit about this new show of yours.
Well, I learned my lesson from last year because last year I had to lug about 5 or 6 musical instruments down with me. So that was a bit of a bit much. This time is kind of, it's basically like an art lesson for adults. I've had some reviewers argue over whether it is an educational comedy show or a funny art lecture. They can't really decide. But for me, I think that's the whole point of it. So hopefully you guys will be willing to embrace that.
Yes.
So basically I go through everything that you need to know if you need to, you know, fake your way through an art gallery opening one day or even just, you know, fake a bit of art knowledge to impress us at a dinner party.
That sounds pretty good, actually. Now, your shows, you've got a couple. You're on Saturday at 7pm at the Acting Up studio, and you're also doing this on Sunday at 6pm at Fringe Central. And
that's
really good idea, actually. It's a bit of a long weekend, so I might come down and catch one of those shows.
Yeah,
because
hopefully.
on occasions, you know, you are put in that position where, you know, people are talking about art. I've got a few arty friends. Arty-farty friends. And I have no idea what the hell they're on about when they're discussing paintings and stuff. And I just feel
I think you should definitely come down.
I think it's a great idea. So what else you been doing?
Well, I'm actually coming down to Busselton also to host the Animalistic Burlesque shows as well.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So they're always a lot of fun. We did some burlesque shows last year at Busselton Fringe and everybody just went nuts. It was such a good vibe. So, yes, I'm going to be the MC of the night under the stage name Lucinda Panties. Yeah, takes a minute, that one. But, so I'm going to be doing that as well.
Yeah.
And there are heaps of other cool shows. A lot of the people who are coming down from Perth with me have got some really unique shows happening, like on trains and in caves and all sorts of stuff. So I think I'm going to be going down to check out some of the shows myself.
Yeah, don't blame you, but it's going to be a great week, as it always is. Sylvia Sipple, look forward to you coming back down to Busselton for the Fringe starts on Friday. Thanks for the chat.
No worries. Thank you so much.
Kingswood, great band from Melbourne. I haven't seen the guys for quite a while, but they're coming to the Southwest, which is really great. And I've got Fergus Lineker on the phone. G'day, mate. How are you?
Very well, mate. How are you?
Very well. I'm glad you're coming to the Southwest. I look forward to catching up with a few gigs, mate. You've got a new album coming up, and it's released this Friday. Tell us a little bit about it.
Second record coming out on Friday. We recorded it last year in Nashville and at our little home studio in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And very excited for people to hear it. Can't wait to see the reactions. We're expecting varied reactions. It's a little bit... we're expecting it to be polarising, so it's going to be exciting.
Oh, why is it going to be polarising? Because it's a bit different to the first one?
It's a bit different, absolutely. When we played it to our record label, a few songs in, they thought we were playing a prank on them. And then...
How rude!
Yeah, it was pretty funny. And they couldn't get their heads around it. And then a couple of listens in, now they're in love with it. So I think it might take that for some people, but those who are more open-minded and support us doing what we want to do, then I'm sure it'll be.
I actually don't mind stuff like that because, I mean, you know, U2 started out with the Joshua Tree and all that sort of stuff, but one of my favourite albums from U2 is Pop, which is really quite different to the rest of the stuff they do. And I really like bands that actually experiment, and when they bring stuff out, it doesn't all sound like the same stuff. All power to you, mate.
I always sort of sigh when... one of my favourite bands brings out another record and it kind of just mimics the first one or, you know.
Yeah.
All my favourite bands are bands that have changed their sound over time. And we didn't sort of go out trying to do that, but it sort of happened naturally and we didn't stop ourselves when we knew it was going to be different. We were like, well, let's just keep going.
Yeah, well, it's the evolution of the band and the evolution of the sound, and you basically go where it goes. You don't sort of sit there and put yourself in a box and say, okay, well, this is us and this is what we're going to be. We'll just stay here.
That's right.
You go where it leads you. So, yeah, good on you. Now, you're coming down to the Southwest in April.
Yep, very excited.
Now, you're coming down to Settlers Tavern in Margaret River, April 27, and then the following night you're coming up to Bunbury to play the Prince of Wales Hotel. So, you could end up seeing me in both of those. That'll be a good show.
Mate, it's always heaps of fun down there. I've only done Maggie once before. And it wasn't really on our map for a while, but friends of ours, Sticky Fingers, had done it a couple of times and raved about going down there. So we went down and had a blast, and then Bunbury we've done plenty of times. They always look after us there at the Prince of Wales. So it's starting to feel a bit like a bit more like home when you go down there.
The room down there at Settlers Tavern is great. So look forward to seeing you, mate. And the album's out on Friday. It's called After Hours Close to Dawn. And now that you've told me about it, I look forward to, not that I wasn't looking forward to hearing it before, but now that you've told me it's quite a bit different, I'm really looking forward to having a bit of a listen to it. Fergus Lineker from Kingswood, mate. Great to chat with you. And looking forward to you guys coming back to the Southwest.
Thanks very much, mate. See you down there.
Ben O'Shea from Inside Cover. Good morning, mate.
G'day, Blackers. How you doing?
Very well, thank you very much. What's it like getting back into work after your holiday, mate? Bit tough?
Oh, it's very tough, and it's made even tougher by the fact that we're really neck deep in this state election campaign. And, when you've got to talk to about 20 politicians a day, that's just not fun.
No. So what else is going on, mate?
Oh, well, it's talking about state politics is pretty much all I'm writing about these days. There was some eyebrows raised on social media last week when on the official Facebook page of Ian Britzer, who's the member for Morley up here in Perth, he's posted this video of himself and the Education Minister, Peter Collier, spruiking this $12 million funding package for Morley Senior High School, paid for by the sale of Western Power. So this election promises may be vaguely costed, which is nice.
Vaguely costed.
And the nearby electorate, Bassendean, the Labor member, Dave Kelly, has popped onto Britzer's Facebook page and said, I think it's a bad idea to fund schools by selling a state asset. You don't buy re-election by selling the family silverware, something along those lines. Pretty tame. Mm. And a staff member for Ian Britzer has then responded to Dave Kelly and absolutely lit him up, saying, "You're a lying grub. You don't know what you're talking about." Which is really, in modern social media etiquette, you just don't do that.
No, you don't. It's in the trenches, mate.
Exactly.
Some of these politicians don't really know anything about social media etiquette.
Oh, well, Britzer's a classic example. I called Britzer and I said, "Oh, mate, do you know what's going on your Facebook page?" And he said, "To be honest with you, Ben, I don't even know how to log on to my Facebook page."
Well, there you go.
So there you go. That explains a lot.
It does.
Go on. I'm sure a lot of listeners and yourself are massive fans of Jimmy Barnes.
Oh, of course.
Of course, and Working Class Man, what a classic, right?
Yes, yes.
So three Liberal supporters have reworked the lyrics of Working Class Man to celebrate the hard work of former local government minister Tony Simpson, the member for the Darling Range.
Yes.
Do you want to hear a bit of it?
Yes.
I'll have to sing it, so I'm just warning you, I'll be singing it.
Right,
you ready?
Yeah, go on.
Working hard to make a difference. Making change in Darling Range. A baker's son left the carry-on flour and yeast in his veins. I always thought having yeast in your body was a bad thing. But
it depends on what part of the body. Mate, thanks very much. We'll catch you again next week.
Yeah, I won't sing next week, I promise.
Okay, good.